Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Why not gargle?
When you welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday, 5 o'clock, happier, happy hour. It rolls on. Your calls, they're always welcome here, 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, we'll get back to the phones momentarily, but I got to tell you, Ron Johnson's been missing in the headlines for like 2 days. The senior center from the great state of Wisconsin thought, well, that's too long. I'm getting back out there on the front pages. I got to say something sort of crazy. See if I can grab some attention. You know, this is his new re-electoral campaign. Like, how crazy do I have to be to get the attention of the local media or the national media or, you know, the late night shows or pretty much everyone? Because they go, what's that man doing? So today, I'll tell you what Ron Johnson is saying and doing. It's a little back guano. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson on Tuesday said it's creepy when transgender women are allowed to use women's bathrooms.
Apparently, they're my God,
not supposed to use bathrooms. Fancy Brian Johnson, a Republican, if you were not clear, who's up for re-election in November, also objected to transgender women competing in women's sports. He made the comments during a virtual town hall Tuesday, you know, telling the constituents what he really thought of them, as long as they're not transgender.
Wow.
His comments came after transgender woman Leah Thomas, NCAA swimming title win last week, infuriated Republican politicians across the country because they're rabid women swimming fans.
Yes.
And they even know who was in second place.
How simple-minded and stupid do you have to be to hear the word transgender and automatically think either bathroom or cheating at sports? What kind of an a-hole are you that is what you think about when this situation comes up?
Well, you'd be an a-hole like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin. Let me quote him to you, Fancy Brian, just, you know, so you know what he's thinking. You shouldn't allow biological males to compete against girls, Johnson said. I mean, it's disheartening to the girls. Johnson added, we shouldn't allow biological males to be going into women's bathrooms. It's creepy. It's just not good. Not good.
What are you talking about? Do you know the gender of every person that walks into that bathroom? Do you care about the gender of every person that walks in the bathroom with you? If you do, you're probably a Republican.
Don't they have stalls in the women's bathroom?
It doesn't matter. All I know is that if you think that somebody's dying to get into the women's bathroom, let me tell you about it. It's full of pee on every seat, and there's paper everywhere. There's paper everywhere. There is no magical place like Porky's where they're all running around naked and stuff like that. It's all them. It's all pee on toilets and paper products everywhere. It's awful. I used to clean them all the time. It is just a bad place. So to think that somebody is going to change their gender just so we can get in that freaking horrible place. Come on.
You know, the DNC in Philadelphia, I believe 2016, Hillary Clinton, the nominee, young Crudy and Dom hanging out, partying. And they had unisex bathrooms. And it was the first time I had ever used unisex bathrooms. And so anyways, it was all stalls. So, you know, every door had every place had a door. So I'm just waiting in line. I'm waiting for my stall. And Jesse Jackson came popping out. And I'm thinking, oh, Reverend Jackson, I will not shake your hand if you don't mind at this moment, sir. And so I did my business and I came out. And the only part that was a little disconcerting, all the women doing their makeup at the mirror. And then, you know, my ugly mug, man, I got nothing to even work on here. I got no hair. I got nothing. I maybe, you know, tugging my beard a bit. And I had no look to check in the mirror, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm fine. I'm confident with how I look. If you don't like it, then you're the one who has to look at it. I don't.
No, your mascara looks great.
I've worn them several times. I'm pretty good at applying. I aced my makeup test.
Better be careful about U.S. Senator Rod Johnson. If he saw you in the bathroom, big guy, he might be a little creeped out.
Well, he's the gender inspector, so that's important for everybody.
Before we get to the phones, let me read a little more of the reporting here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He made his comments, Johnson did, after a town hall participant said it was offensive to him as a father to see transgender women competing in women's swimming and entering women's bathrooms.
It's offensive that person even talked, but anyway.
Johnson said, I think most Americans agree with you there. There's got to be a common sense approach without discriminating, that type of thing, so everybody can live together in peace and harmony. That's gobbledygook, Ron.
That is not at all what you want whatsoever.
It's the left that keeps pushing these types of issues on us by trying to make a place for people that aren't like you, Ron. Democratic U.S. candidate Alex Lazary, who congratulated Thomas on Twitter after her win last week, said banning trans women from competing in women's sports is transphobic. Yeah, it could be. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he's also running for U.S. Senate, said if he's elected, he would fight to pass the Equality Act, which would prohibit discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity in education, employment, bathrooms, and other areas. And then U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, he'd just have to hold it until he exploded. Because, you know, if he went in there and someone, you know, wide stanced him, or if that wasn't really a man or a woman in the stall next, he wouldn't be able to do his business, Vance Bryan.
You know, my bathrooms are all unisex.
At the house there?
Yeah, because most bathrooms in anybody's house are unisex.
I have only no U.S. Senator bathrooms at my house.
Oh, cool. I like that one.
I would make an exception for, let's say, Bernie Sanders or Senator Tammy Baldwin. But Ron, you're excluded. I'm sorry. Your type is not welcomed here. No water fountain for you either. Here in Wisconsin, they'd call it a bubbler. But Ron, no Sanders. Use my bubbler. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You could be on the phones and a part of this show next. 844-967-2789. Yeah, Ron, you're a little creepy. Come back. More Devils. I don't belong
here. I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
You said it, man.
That creep can roll, man.
Yeah, but he's a pervert, dude.
There is no bathroom.
Why not?